Well, oncologists have a lot of questions about what to do with the osteopenic patient that maybe they want to give an AI to, et cetera. And I want to get your take on that. But first, sort of as a baseline platform, right now, how are you approaching the issue of upfront endocrine therapy in a postmenopausal woman?
Yeah, the way I look at it, there's clear evidence of efficacy for aromatase inhibitors initially compared to tamoxifen. I look at the 5-year data for toxicity from the ATTACC trial is showing a side effect benefit as well. And I can't speculate as to what's going to happen in the future, but it just seems I don't have a mechanism why I'd expect more toxicity. So having said that, I'll start almost everybody off on aromatase inhibitors. The only people who wouldn't get that would be people who I'm not sure are postmenopausal. And that's a little bit of a tricky issue because it kind of snuck up on oncologists. In many of the trials, it wasn't even precisely measured, and oncologists aren't aware, I don't think, generally, that a single estradiol, GnRH, gonadotropin does not signature menopausal status because it'll be down in the perimenopause if you're not ovulating, but then 3 months later, you could start ovulating again. And just remind oncologists that aromatase inhibitors are egg stimulants, and we just saw these protocols for 5 days of aromatase inhibitors stimulate pregnancy in breast cancer survivors. So you don't want to be in a situation where you're giving an aromatase inhibitor to somebody who still could be menstruating, who's not using barrier contraception.
How do you approach the patient? For example, the woman who maybe she got chemotherapy, stopped menstruating. How do you approach that issue in terms of deciding whether or not it's safe to use an aromatase inhibitor?
Well, we like the traditional diagnosis of menopause, which is 1 year of no menstruation in the absence of an intervening therapy. And so this woman who would be no menstruation for 6 months gets FAK, who's 47, stops menstruating. That would be a woman I would start on tamoxifen. And then I would hope that this 2 or 3 years of tamoxifen would put more distance between me and her menopausal status. And then taking her off tamoxifen, I would end up watching, trying to see what's happening with her estradiol and gonadotropins to decide whether it'd be okay to start an aromatase inhibitor. I haven't had to come to that point yet, but I wouldn't start those women who don't meet strict criteria on aromatase inhibitor right from the start.
I think a lot of people I hear taking that kind of approach, but also I think I hear an age relationship to this, that in a 50 or 52-year-old woman, they're going to approach this a little differently than a woman in her early 40s.
No, I think that's right. I mean, the percentages are on your side. The idea is that perimenopause is an understudied condition. I mean, now for the first time, there's cohorts going through trying to define normal perimenopause. There's several big cohorts that are going through, but it appears that it's a 4 or 5 year process. I think many physicians, we think it's going to be a process in weeks or months, but it's really a 4 or 5 year process. And so it's more difficult to signature than we probably previously thought now that we have a yes-no medication that we want to use only in postmenopausal women.